The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the Third Person Self-Congratulator of the Year. For John Allen, unbeatable deals at John Allen Better Home Living.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussey, after I helped buddy build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Well, I put it this way, Dusty's the only player I don't get insulted being compared to.
Tag it goes bang!
Like the little master, I went, yeah, Sachin Tentager.
Del Santo, skillful.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
You know that I'm a great football player. You know, I know I've been great. I know I will be great. And I'll continue to be great.
I need a little bit of Liam Todd.
You can get Dwayne's Word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing. Have a daytime.
25% off beds and 20% off run-out model TVs at John Allen Knox Ozone. Leaderboard in the third person. Diesel 55, Taggart 45, Pix 31, Gary and Tim 24. Short for time today. 30-vote week. Let's go. Adam Cooney, 2 votes.
As a mullet down
the pioneer of...
Yes, I had a mullet, just before they became really fashionable. No, I suppose no surprises there that as soon as I had the mullet, the kids went for it. But
yeah, 2 votes.
2 votes to Magic Miles Fitzmagic.
Bang! Magic and Taggart both on the board. Oh, no. Miles and we are both on the board. Shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't have said that. Two votes.
2 votes.
Razor Ray, like this little subtle one from Ray, 2 votes.
And it allows the guy to get set, etc. And then we come in to bounce it, and Ray bounces a recall.
Ray bounces a recall, 2 votes. Like this from Bill Brownless, who gets 2 votes.
Because I haven't got you blokes around, I'll have a mask, I'll have a nice little VB sitting there, and the form guide, and I'll just have a bit of build time.
A bit of build time gets 2. Robocop, Mark Robinson, he one-time winner. I don't know why he's not polling as well as he did. Has he toned it down or have we stopped
He hasn't got a platform.
Have we stopped watching as closely as we did on Fox?
He's only got Fox now. He hasn't got anything else.
No, he has. He was a perennial
He's only got 360. That's it.
No, he hasn't. He gets 2 here.
Pedestrian, and Lee said it, so me and Lee got the same brilliant football mind, Daniel.
Yeah. Your statue's next.
We know that.
My statue's next.
2 votes for Robocop. 3 big ones to finish. 6 votes, he moves from 12 to 18, which puts him into kind of outright 7th. Kane Corns, he knew what he was doing too.
I heard this.
That's all right. Look, you'd have to go for someone like Andrew McLeod.
Andrew McLeod had me for company a lot, pickers, which made it really difficult for him to get a kick in showdowns, unfortunately, for Andrew, as much as we love him.
Didn't finish there. Didn't finish there.
Yep.
We could have chucked on an extra question. Benny, who's played in the most showdowns? But I think we've got enough votes for you tomorrow, if in case you were wondering about content for your show on Off the Bench tomorrow.
You'll have 6 votes.
6 big ones.
Now, 2 lots of 7 to finish. Moving from 45 to 52 and within 3 of the leader, Diesel Williams, is our man Tags first for this.
Warren joining us there. And
that's brilliant.
Yeah. What's that?
Brilliant interview, wasn't it?
A self-congratulator just got another little vote there.
Yeah, my word.
And then this from Warnable.
Play that funky music, white boy. The tax that goes one from one. Never take me on, son.
He's nuts.
He gets 7. They were very entertaining at Warrnambool. But a drum roll if we can to finish. He was on a spree last Saturday. He seized the moment to sit in the picks chair, and he was name dropping like there's no tomorrow. He was name dropping. He was Brucing. You name it. Here he is. First of all, with this.
That's extraordinary. So when Ed Sheeran was in town a month ago, Hutch, I was having a chat with him. And
I was in the corner.
I had Nick Williams on the left. And we got Warney telling a few stories about his spinning days and that. And then Ed Sheeran on the other side was telling this story about his music.
Whose house are you at?
We're at Shane's. Yeah.
7 votes each.
My mother told me that he told a very funny story. She was really rubbing it into me. Like, come on, buddy. Hey, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, Hutch, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. We'll deal with that through the morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums.
Yeah, to tomorrow.
This is Off the Bench.